The following podcast is a production of the Factual Data Creation Facility. Yes, it's that time again. The time when I have to work a couple weekends at my real job. That commitment doesn't allow me the time to produce the usual OFNT podcast that you know and love.
Thank you.
In the past, I've tried different so-called filler episodes, but none have caught on. What I'm going to attempt here is an idea I have for a daily, short-format podcast that I plan to launch later next year upon my retirement. I'll limit my topics to three current things happening. Now, the topics on these test shows won't be that current, as I'm pre-recording them for release when I'm actually at work. When this podcast becomes live, the topics will be current. If feasible, this daily short format show will complement a new weekly podcast I have in the works, which will also have a co-host. Stand by for more info on that. So, sit back and give this little experiment a listen. You can provide feedback at ofntpodcast@gmail.com. Now, on to the show. Welcome, one and all, to another edition of Straight from the Desk. There are but three things to discuss today, so let's get to them. First up, in the first episode of Straight from the Desk, I talked about Russia warning the United States to stop arming Ukraine. I also talked about how Russia could cause trouble for this country by arming various rebels in countries friendly to us, and perhaps even stationing troops in Nicaragua. If you haven't listened to that inaugural episode, give it a listen to verify my statements. Well, the communist president of that Central American country, Nicaragua, Daniel Ortega, has just announced that he is authorizing Russian troops, planes, and ships to enter the country, and to also allow, quote, deployments of small numbers of troops there for training. This according to reports from ABC News and others. Hate to say I told you so, but don't be surprised if more announcements like this occur from even more countries to the south of the United States. You know, countries like Venezuela, Peru, and maybe even Colombia, depending on how the elections go in that country.
Come on, man.
Next, the month of June here in the United States has been designated Pride Month. It used to be called Gay Pride Month, but that movement has expanded to bisexual, which, in my opinion, doesn't exist, transgender, and a whole host of other so-called genders, most of which, again in my opinion, are just made up. What sets this year's Pride Month apart from others is the feeling that I and most of my acquaintances, including some who are themselves gay, of this whole thing being rammed down our throats. I've worked with, especially in the military, and befriended many gay men and women over the years. Here's a little secret for you. A lot of the military special forces are composed of high percentages of people who consider themselves part of the gay community. Like most people, those in that community only wish to be left alone to live their lives. Unfortunately, like everything else these days, it seems that small fringes and those that really have mental problems that are within the movement are the most vocal and draw unwanted attention to those who just want to be accepted for who and not what they are. Like myself, I bet the majority of gay people just want everybody to mind their own business. As long as it's not affecting their family and themselves, they don't care what you and I do, be it in the bedroom or life in general. And finally, today as I'm recording this, Sunday, June 19th of 2022, is Father's Day here in the United States. The day is not celebrated as heartily as Mother's Day, but hey, most moms deserve the extra credit and attention they hopefully get on their day. When I was growing up, you know, right after the Stone Age, it was pre-internet and social media, Father's Day around my household was usually celebrated by a card and my mother would cook my father's favorite meal. I think most families back then did the same. Money for presents was saved for birthdays and Christmases, at least in my household's economic bracket. For those times, my family situation was not considered normal. Back in those days, mothers usually stayed at home and took care of the kids. Sometimes mothers would take seasonal employment so there would be extra money for that Christmas holiday. Both of my parents worked full-time jobs just to keep the family afloat. All of my childhood friends at the time had stay-at-home mothers. These days, both parents working full-time jobs, unfortunately, is considered normal. My father was a man of his time, and by that I mean, even though my mother also worked a full-time job, she was still expected to keep the house clean, have dinner on the table, and dote on my father while he relaxed after a hard day's work. Things a stay-at-home mother was expected to do. If you ever watched the show Mad Men, then you get the picture. The exception being that my mother also worked but never got the chance to rest or be doted upon. While unfair in many ways, the thing that was most unfair was that my mother's salary was more than my father's until I was a young adult. In regards to my father, he never really got involved with me. There was no playing catch, no trips to sporting events, no attendances at school plays. The only two activities I shared with him growing up was a soapbox derby event when I was a Boy Scout, and he did take me to see a boxing match at Madison Square Garden. It was between Floyd Patterson and Oscar Bonavina. Patterson won a split decision, if you care to know. As he and I got older, he did try to involve himself with me more, but as my mother told him, it was just too late. I had my own life and was used to him not being really in it. For all the things I thought were unfair about him, I have to give him credit for being around. Many children, especially these days, don't have the luxury of having a father around. This probably explains a lot of the problems that this society is experiencing now. As far as my turn at fatherhood, I think I did an okay job. Sure, I could have done better, but I'm human and no one is perfect. So, if you were lucky enough to have a father that was at least around for you, wish him a happy Father's Day, wherever he may be. That concludes this episode of Straight from the Desk. Hope you enjoyed this episode. Until next time, take care.